A lot of people here locally are speaking out, both pro and con, on social media and across the community. WCHL's Dakota Moyer joins us here now in the studio. He's our webmaster and social media guru, among many other things, and spends 21 hours a day on social media. So he is that millennial that the cable news is warning you to be scared of. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy couple of days.
So what are you seeing? What are you hearing on social media? How are people reacting?
So I think it's like you said before, we're seeing things from both sides. People are happy that Carol Folt made this decision to remove the remainder of Silent Sam, but there's also people who are upset and question why she had the authority to do so. So we got kind of things from both sides of the aisle.
Any particular comments stand out?
We've gotten a few. Some say something along the lines of, thank you, Dr. Folt. I hope her action will stand a fine legacy. Other people who question that she was never up to the task anyways. Some people saying it's really questionable that she was able to do this on such short notice. But something similar along those lines exists on our Facebook page and pretty much every story we've published over the past couple of days. So if you have a second, take a look at our Facebook page. We have tons of comments and all these stories we've published, and certainly add your voice to the discussion at hand.
Everyone weighing in, including elected officials, public officials, Roy Williams making it a point to go over to Carol Folt before the basketball game last night and give her a hug on the court at courtside. So he was definitely weighing in with his gesture last night. Mm-hmm. Any sort of prominent public officials, elected officials, former athletes, anything like that we're hearing
about? Had some former athletes speak up about it. Bryce Johnson tweeted, and he said, now that's a way to step down. Thank you, Chancellor Folt. We've had a couple other things from athletes, mainly in support of Chancellor Folt and the actions that she took. I think we've seen a lot of student athletes over the past couple months really step up and, you know, make their voices heard in that letter that was signed a couple months ago. So that's something that we've seen. Ezra Bali Wong, the former UNC fencer who organized that letter.
We spoke with him a couple weeks ago,
Yeah, he organized a letter containing more than 200 signatures with former student athletes. He said, quote, a brave move today by Chancellor Folt, recognizing the clear, unequivocal, non-negotiable responsibility of those beholden to UNC and its people to remove symbols of hate from places of learning and growth. Many thanks to the 300 student athletes supporting Strike Down Silent Sam. Mm.
Speaking with Dakota Moyer, and you mentioned Bryce Johnson, Ezra Bailey Wong, both of them are recent graduates just in the last couple of years. And one thing that sort of I've noticed myself is there is kind of a generation gap in terms of the way that people are reacting to this. Younger people who are currently on campus tend to be much more supportive of taking down the statue or moving on beyond it. And the voices that we're hearing from people who want the statue to stay where it is or where it was tend to be a little bit older. At least that's what I've seen. I don't know if you're kind of seeing the same thing.
No, that kind of tracks what we've been seeing. You know, the younger generation of students who go to UNC right now or students who have recently graduated, you know, have really taken the time to make their voices heard about the issues at hand. We did get some interesting responses, though, from older people on Facebook, people who have, you know, spent a lot of time cheering for the university and who may have graduated in years past, but who still support Carol Folt, saying, you know, they support her decision. We got one really interesting response on Facebook from one user who says, quote, I criticized her earlier today based on the Silent Sam issue. I have eaten lunch at the base of the statue many times. I celebrated the 1982 national championship there. I hate to see it go, but it was time for it to go. I allude her decision. Yeah. And then something similar along those lines. I applaud your decision, Chancellor. Sorry that your sensibilities might be why you're choosing to leave. So something similar along those lines. Mm-hmm. People both supporting Carol Folt in her decision to remove the remainder of the statue, but people who have also questioned why she had the authority now and how it got taken down so fast. I mean, it got taken down only a couple hours after she made her decision. So people were really interested in wondering to know mainly the legal aspect of how this was able to come to fruition so fast.
And that first comment there that you mentioned from someone who ate at the base of the statue and had celebrated championships at the statue and has kind of evolved in their thinking kind of reminds me of James Meeser, who is the former chancellor, who up until fairly recently is not really a vocal advocate for keeping Silent Sam where it was, but fine with it where it was, and has changed his mind in the last few years and was pretty vocal about the fact that he had changed his mind. Any other trends that you're seeing on social?
We've just had a lot of comments from people also wondering to know about the future of the university and the university system, because we're at a point in time right now where Margaret Spelling is the UNC system president. She stepped down a couple months ago, and now they're with an interim president, Bill Roper. And now Bill Roper is going to be appointing an interim chancellor for UNC. So people are really concerned about the future of both the system and the university, especially with the decision at hand that is due by March 15th, I believe, for the future of the Silent Sam statue.
Now, find us on social media, on Facebook and on Twitter at WCHL Chapelboro. Like us, follow us, and continue to add your voices to this ongoing conversation, which you know is going to be going on for some time. Dakota Moyer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.